You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That the flame should always go on the altar. So now the question that is brought, so when they were traveling from station to a different station, so what would they do? When they were going to a next stop?
They would just carry the fire, no?
Cover it?
They cover it?
Sorry? No, this applies to the fire that constantly should be on the altar. Yes, yeah, it says, it has to be constantly go on.
Whatever the mizbeach was, the fire was.
Understand, but when they would disassemble the mishkan, so they would take it apart. And they had to go from one station to another station.
To keep the fire, they don't need to destroy anything or open anything. They just keep the fire, continue.
So you carry the altar with the fire on it?
I don't know how it was built there, exactly the fire, but...
You leave it there?
Yeah.
It should stay there.
It had the carrying thing, just like, for like, it wasn't connected to the altar, was it?
The fire, it's on the surface of the top of the altar here.
The fire of the altar, not the Ner Tamid.
No. I'm talking about the Mizbeach. Korban Gah.
They would keep that going all the time.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Yes.
You have to figure out soon, you're not there. So Masechet Yerushalmi brings that the fire and the Mizbeach should never ever be put off. So when he says Eshtamit, it's a constant, should go on. Afilu b'masaot, what does it mean? That when you go from one station to another station, so the fire should stay on. So now, here, what is the exactly the message is, so obviously, when you go home, you leave the car on or off?
Off.
When you leave the house, do you turn off the blender or you leave it on? You turn it off. So here's a very puzzling matter. So the fire and the Mizbeach should stay on even you go from one station. There's no need for it. Is there? There's no need. So here, they like to teach us there are many, many travels that we go through the day, week, month, that you don't need to call a travel agency. Like you say, from home you go to the office. From the office you come to Beit Knesset, was out of shape.
Amen.
From the Beit Knesset you go to gathering, to Samachot. You travel from one station to another station. So now, then the question comes about that the fire that you presented, that what you believe in, does it stay constantly or it goes off?
Stays
goes off, yeah. I'm saying? Well, you let's say you present yourself as somebody that observant, let's say. So when we go from home to office, you don't need to be as observant. When say from your city, when you go overseas, yeah. Then
you
know.
What do you mean, Rabbi?
Rob, when you go to trade show.
Yes, when you go to trade shows, so then you try to blend with people around you. When you go to a samachot, let's say, in Yerbo, so then you're a totally different person. that you presented yourself, that you So I hear the Torah comes and says, Ishtami to Alam Izbeya Lotichbe, and then has a surprise for us. It says even in the traveling. Why? Because you can now put off and put on the fire whenever you want. But you become hot in one place, and then you're ice cold in another place. How could it be such a thing? Happened to be an interesting story about a gentleman that right now the hemp was stopped by the people that have a special uniform and they carry gun, what do you call them?
Yeah, officer.
Officer, police officer, sworn. Yeah. The, another term for it.
Sworn. Sworn.
Cops, they call them cops. Yeah, they call them cops. So he stopped him and he told them, I've been following you past half an hour. So usually they don't follow you that long. No, 5-10 minutes, that's it. So he tells them, I have a surprise for you. You know, you have been honored to win a contest as a good driver. And I'd like to tell you that the prize is $5,000, and you won $5,000. So the police officer asked him, what are you planning to do with the $5,000? So the man looks at him and is very surprised. He says, I think I'm going to go and get the driver's license. So now the wife was sitting next to him, says, what's this guy? The cops gonna do to us? I say, cop, don't pay attention to him. You know, when he gets drunk, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Yes. You know, you might look like you're driving, but you even don't have a license. You don't have a license. And that's what Torah is coming to teach us. You know, you can get hot. Get yourself on the way. And then you see somewhere that the sun is forbidden to be. What happened? Because that's how it is. You put your heat 5,000 degree in one place, and then all of a sudden, it just such a thing didn't exist. It's like...
But that's the life of travel.
It's a life, it's God, life of Hefkerut. Yeah, it's a life that the falsehood. And we're not here to act as actors. We have to be real. And that's what the Torah Tonshan is teaching us. Esh tamid tugad ala mizbeach lo tichbe. You cannot, shalom, play a swing. You know, be like this here, go somewhere else, and then it's like. Niske, Shas Baruch Hu, Zachir Otanu, to not drive without a license, and especially don't get drunk when you're driving. And Bezad Hashem, Niske, Shas Baruch Hu, Zachir Otanu, Shibya Amiti, real, Bezad Hashem, and Niske, Shas Baruch Hu, Shibya fire will be kindled. Anywhere we go.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.